Well, welcome back to SyndicatedNews.net. Today we're going to interview Tina Schaefer about the Song Circle. Tina, are you with us?
I am with us.
Excellent. Why don't you give us an overview of the Song Circle and how it started, how it came about?
Okay. Well, I started the New York Songwriter Circle was the original name. It came out of the bitter end in the West Village in New York City about 20 years ago, and it was the brainchild of the manager of the Bitter End by the name of Kenny Gorka, and another woman who started the shows with him asked me to take over while she took a trip to Nashville, and she never came back, and I took over running the circle, and that was 20 years ago. And through the songwriter circle, you know, I also teach voice, so what I would do is I would book some of my students, some of the people I was writing songs with. I'm also a songwriter. I've sold records to Celine Dion, Bette Midler, Phoebe Snow. And I would just take the community of people I was working with, either as voice students or writers, and book them in the round. And we'd share our stories, we'd share our songs. And what started happening was some of these people that came out of the circle started to blow up. For instance, Jesse Harris was one of my first vocal students, and his protege, Nora Jones, who started out at the circle, became, as we all know, a huge success. And then Vanessa Carlton, who came out of my voice studio and also the songwriter circle, got signed and was up for a Grammy. And the list continued, and those great people started passing the torch to other people. So we've had Phoebe Snow and Judy Collins, and we've had Sixpence None the Richer and the Spin Doctors, and everybody just kind of, it became a community, a true community. And so about 5 years ago, I met my partner, Billy Goss, who was actually another voice student working on Wall Street, who hated Wall Street, and saw what I was doing as a true opportunity to build a business with other different arms, such as a publishing arm or an arm that would provide partnership with a record for some of these indie artists that really make so much of their stuff on their own. And so SongCircleMusic.com was formed, and we've been up about a month, and we have an exclusive partnership with EMI Record Services. And what does that mean? That means we have a contest going on, let's say, right now, and if you win that grand prize, you have the option to sign with us, and with EMI as being the back end that would distribute and market your record. So we're keeping things within the community. There's also things on the website that you can talk to each other. You can rate each other's songs. If we love you and if it works its way up the charts, there's a possibility from our music supervisor that you could get a placement. It's brand new, but it's everything I wish I'd had when I started. And it's a happy, friendly, artistically kind community. So that's all important to me as a writer. And that's Song Circle Music.
That's wonderful. I heard a wonderful story about Nora Jones when she first came to you. She was just looking to make, she had a Volkswagen Beetle, and she was just trying to make enough money to buy a tour bus so that she could go on the road or something, and you told her to set her sights much higher.
Well, you know, the story is, I asked her, she had just come from, I think it was North Texas State, and she and Jesse Harris and Richard Julian went down there to do a show, and she was their tour guide. And when she came back up here and Jesse asked me to book her, I asked her, welcome to New York, what are your fears, what are your fantasies? And she said, well, you know, all I really want to do is just be a jazz singer and get in a VW van and go around the country, sell a few records. And, you know, she was very low-key about what
humble,
she wanted.
Very humble.
Very. She still is, actually, she's just a really cool person, you know, and it reflects in her beautiful music. And Jesse Harris is one of my favorite songwriters. So, yeah, that was an interest. You never know.
We love it.
Yeah.
And now,
great music.
I understand you've had Kate Vogel, Company of Thieves, Mieka Pauly, and Reed Waddle win your songwriting contest?
Yes, we have every year, and right now, actually, we just launched our contest last month. The closing date is October 31st. Every year we have a contest to find new, great, original songs and artists. And Kate Vogel was our first year's winner, and she went on to get a deal with Interscope and became a star on One Tree Hill, the TV program. And the second year, Company of Thieves won, and they got a deal with Wind Up Records, and they are really blowing up. They're an amazing band. And the third year, Mika Polly won, who is a phenomenal indie artist, and we are going to be signing Mika to Song Circle. And last year, Reed Waddle just won. So it's been an exciting 4 years, and we are now in the midst of our contest. So anybody with a great song can feel free to join up as a member and submit on the site, because we are going strong, and the winning prizes are over $25,000 this year. It's amazing. And two beautiful top-of-the-line Gibson guitars that Gibson gave us, one Martin that Martin gave us, and radio time, production time. It's just such a giving, amazing bag of goodies. I wish I could submit.
And you've been writing for, you said, Bette Midler and Celine Dion?
Yes, I had a song on the Celine Dion record called Love Is on the Way, and it was on the Titanic record. So I was very blessed to be on that record, man. That was like 33 million CDs that sold, and whoever knew, thanks to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yeah.
How so? How does that work? Give us the details. We want details.
Well, details are that I got a song on that record I co-wrote with Peter Zizzo and Denise Rich, and then they put the song My Heart Will Go On onto the soundtrack of the Titanic, and it was also on that same album that my song was on. So that album went on, because of the movie, to sell worldwide over 33 million records, and it was just unbelievable to be on that record, because that song resonated with so many people, and the movie helped propel the record itself because it had the soundtrack also from the Titanic.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
It is amazing, amazing story. You never know how things, and how that song got cut was, Bette Midler was standing in front of me at a party. We were raising money for the parks in New York City, which is a real child of hers. And we were singing that song at the party, Love Is on the Way. Mm-hmm. It's one of those parties where you think, you know, the tray is going to drop, no one's going to listen to my stuff here. But we went along, and Billy Porter sang that song, which we wrote, and Bette was standing in front of me, and she wrote on a cocktail napkin, "Can you submit this song in my movie, The First Wives Club?" So that song not only went on to be one of the centerpiece montage songs in The First Wives Club, but it also was what got it on the Celine Dion record. It was just, God could not have blessed me with more stars lining up at one time. So, and that's after years of not having anything. So if I say one thing to people listening, it's you never know where your next door or window may open. So hang in there.
Someone sent me an email last night that said Thomas Jefferson had said that most people miss opportunities because it's dressed in overalls, so they don't recognize it.
That's a very wise statement. And yes, it's true. When do you recognize an opportunity, and when do you realize when something doesn't work out for you that maybe that's something better is up ahead for you that you never even dreamed about. And you just have to hang in there long enough and keep your focus and true heart into what you're doing 100%. And I will tell you, as I'm talking to you, something will happen.
I know. I'm actually sitting here with you talking about your company, and National Geographic is hysterical trying to reach me. I can see their name and their phone number on the phone, and I don't know why they're calling me, so I guess I must be interviewing someone.
There you go. Serendipitous.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it is. We're going to be interviewing Gusto's granddaughter, who's got an expedition, and she's going to be in Orlando, Florida tomorrow, and we're sending our outdoor sports fellow, Peter Houston, will be interviewing her tomorrow. And now National Geographic is trying to reach us. That's wonderful.
Awesome.
Like you started Song Circle, I start things out as hobbies that become businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful thing. Now, this company that you're doing, 5 years, 10 years, where do you see this going? Because I think this is going to blow up, this company of yours.
Well, thank you. 5 years down the line, what we would like to see is this expanding globally, because there are songwriters of all levels everywhere that need a place to go, because the old model really is no longer in existence, and we want to help people at all levels. So we really feel that globally, not just in this country, but globally, this could really spread. And already we're getting people from Milan and Denmark and Germany that all want to start song circles there. So it's exciting, and I feel it really exploding and becoming a community with a true brand of writers.
That's amazing. And I wanted to ask you, when it comes to a song, what makes a great song? What makes a great song?
Well, that's a pretty subjective question, but I would say for most of us, that at a very core level, that song has to resonate with something deeply truthful in us, something that we go, oh my God, that person has the words and the music to capsulize a feeling that I have and say it so beautifully and within 3 minutes, my life. And to me, that's the number one seed that makes the greatness of a song. And then the rest is so subjective. How it's dressed and what clothes it wears and how it walks is a million different types of genres. But the essence of that song's meaning has to resonate with the person hearing it. That's what makes it great.
It touches you.
Yes. Honestly touches
you. I remember the first time I heard Roberta Fleck singing...
Oh, Killing Me Softly.
Killing
with,
Me Softly.
Song?
And I heard that, and I just started bawling. I said, that's me. That's me.
Well, you know, and you are describing the perfect song that describes what I think makes a great song. Someone that can say the words right out loud, and as if you were going, this song was written for Ruthie.
This is my life.
And that song was written by Don McLean, for actually about Don McLean. It was written about a young songwriter.
I remember listening to that wonderful song made a hit by Whitney Houston, but it was written by Dolly Parton. I was thinking,
I will always love you.
Yeah, never. And I found out the history when she was breaking up with her manager and all that stuff, and who knew? It was just so touching. So touching.
It's truthful.
And I wanted to ask you about getting a song recorded. Is it that difficult, or would it be just easier if people just take their music and bring it to the Song Circle, sign it up? If a song went into Song Circle, would it be protected in there?
The song is always going to belong to the writer, unless we decide at some point that both parties agree to partner. It has to be both parties that we'd agree to partner and do something with the song. Obviously, if we get a song placed for you, obviously we will get a piece of that and you will get your placement. But every song that goes on the website, the writer still owns everything. And until that time, we come to you and say, hey, you know, I love this tune. I'd love to put it in the AT&T commercial. Then we talk about how can we partner. So that means you keep your piece, I keep mine, but we get a little percentage of something, as we should, for finding it for you. So that's really how it works on our website. It's very artist-friendly, so it's a partnership.
That's something that interests me all the time, because I come across people that have written songs and I am so fearful that they'll lose them, giving them away to someone. And now, actually, all of the interviews we've been doing this week pertain to artists from 20 and 30 years ago regaining their royalties, because these record labels have gone on to sell those records for 36 years, actually, and these artists haven't seen a dime of it. So now we're asking for an accounting, which is wonderful. That's a great step ahead.
It is huge, huge.
And we got an attorney to come and help, and we have one that's working pro bono. We can't do it for all the artists, but we're doing it for one. He used to, that's Orlando Delgado, he used to be known as Landy Nova, and I keep saying his name for all those wonderful people that have been enjoying those royalties. Landy Nova's back. He's back.
Oh, God. It happened to a lot. Listen, it happened to a lot of us. It's just recently that the power is being given back to the hands of the artist, which is
incredible. It's a blessing. It's wonderful. So how would I go about getting a song recorded? Was it a lot of work? Is it something that I could do?
Absolutely, you can do it. And you can do it as cheaply as on GarageBand if you have an iMac, or you can go more upscale if you find a good producer engineer that you like to work with. And you can go on our site, and a lot of the artists private message each other on the bottom of each profile. They'll talk about, hey, I love your tune, who did your stuff, what producer, what guitar player. So there's all this interaction where you can get information about how you'd like to do your song and at what level you'd like to do it.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's educational.
And all the details are on the website.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you just go to anybody's profile, at the bottom is a little thing called PMS, Private Messaging Service. And you can write that artist and say, hey, I loved your tune. Number one, that will make their day. And number two, could you maybe give me the name of a producer or someone you worked with? How did you do it? And people start writing each other, and it keeps the community feeling good about each other and helping each other, which is what we want to do.
And why don't you give us the website address?
It's www.songcirclemusic.com.
And an email where they might reach your company directly?
Very simple. It's info@songcirclemusic.com.
Email and website it is. That's www.songcirclemusic.com. And we've spent time with Tina Schaefer. She's the founder and artistic director for the Song Circle. And I hope many, many people hear this and sign up. We have a few musicians we'll be sending your way.
Thank you, Ruthie. This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Because I understand there's a free section for people who can't really afford.
Absolutely. There's a free membership as well on a place that you can get rated on the charts. But if you want to put a little more behind your music and feel you're ready to go to that next level, it's so reasonable. It's like $49 for the year. Or if you really, really want to get really behind your music, you feel you're ready to go to the big time and be considered for placements, and it's $100 for the year, which is about one-third of what most...
This is not a monthly commitment. This is a yearly...
Oh,
this is wonderful. This is wonderful.
We've tried to keep it so friendly and affordable in this economy.
So remember, that's www.songcirclemusic.com, and the email is info@songcirclemusic.com.
Right. Songcirclemusic.com. You've got it.
Thank you, Tina. We so appreciate you, and we'll be very interested in talking to you maybe in 6 months and see how the business is going.
Perfect, Ruthie. I really appreciate the time and the ability to get out and reach other people, and thank you for your interest in Song Circle Music.
We appreciate you coming to us and giving us this information, because I know lots of musicians can use this help. This is a professionally set up website that takes care of a lot of the fear musicians and songwriters have when they start putting together new music. They're afraid they might lose it. And this allows them to protect it. And I understand, is that correct that musicians can sell their music right off your site?
Well, sell isn't a word we really use.
What
it's
is the word?
More that the word is, if you get a song that is something we absolutely love and it might be right for a placement, that we would offer a licensing, which means you own your stuff and you license it to us for a fee. That means you still keep everything. It's still protected. You still own it. And you'll say, I'll license you this song. And we take a fee of that. So it's, again, it's a partnership. It's not like we'll go, okay, we're going to now own your song 100%. It's a licensing.
It's just wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Is it mostly
folk
and guitar and mostly Americana, or do you have different genres? You have some jazz, you have some reggaeton,
We have, Kate Vogel was pop, Company Thieves is rock, Reed Waddle was very kind of blues. So we have all different types of music. Only thing we don't have is rap.
So you need rap and you need salsa. I didn't find any salsa on there.
No, we don't have salsa yet. I guess we're not known for that yet. But we don't have rap, and that's not something that I'm qualified to say, hey, this is a great. So it's mostly everything else I mentioned. Great bands, just great songs, however they come in, what clothes they wear, however. Great songs.
Beautiful. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again. That's www.songcirclemusic.com if you're a musician or if you're a songwriter. And you don't have the ability to make all those connections and get your material going, this is the place for you. www.songcirclemusic.com. Go there.
Thanks, Ruthie. Great talking with you. Good luck with National Geographic, and let's talk in a happy year.